What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding for communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It is Monday. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news. Tim, where are you?
Yo, I am in Detroit, Michigan, Southwest Detroit, Michigan, to be direct, I guess. I'm at my brother's reception right now.
And you're still doing this podcast?
Yo, I'm dedicated, man. I knew what I had to do, man. People need positivity, and I'm actually taking a break from the reception right now. People are still inside, you know, boogieing. And I was like, you know what? I need about 30 minutes to go record this episode. I'll be back, guys. So I'm in the car right now doing what we do.
Detroit, how cold is it?
It's not too bad, man. It's been pretty cold the last few days, like dropped down to, I think, 59, 58. And I brought nothing but like shorts and tank tops and shirts, thinking I'm, you know, it's Oklahoma and it's like 92 and humid or something. And I was completely wrong. And I've been wearing my big brother's sweaters. You know, I'm a small and he's a extra large. So it's like blankets all over for me when it comes to hoodies and stuff.
I like how you just called 60 degrees cold.
Yo, I am tiny, man. 60 degrees is like 40 degrees to everybody else. And then like 100 degrees is like 120 degrees for everybody else too. So it's terrible.
Okay. Well, if you're new to the Positive Truth.
Tim is small, JP is normal size.
Exactly. We do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. I've talked to some people, and I realized that there are a section of people that only watch the Friday episode because the Friday episode is only visual, and they don't even know about the Monday-Wednesday episodes. So from now on, we're going to stress this is a three-day-a-week podcast. Yeah. So if you're doing the Monday and Wednesday, check out the Friday. If you're only doing the Friday, check out the Monday, Wednesday.
For sure. For sure. I can't believe people aren't watching all three. Are here. Well, wow. Watching all three. At least listening to all three.
I mean, maybe they're boogieing it up at some party right now. They don't have time to listen. We're kind of like you, Tim.
Touche. Touche.
All right. So we have 7 positive news stories. And yeah, let's get to it, Tim Tim.
I'm with it.
So since I have 4, I will go first. My first one is about a brewery. I tried to pronounce this correctly. I am not going to pronounce this correctly. I actually don't drink. Tim, you've had a couple alcoholic beverages before.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of Anheuser-Busch Brewery? Like that kind of beer?
No, not at all.
So it's from Cartersville, Georgia, and they do bottled beer year long, but the Harvey hurricane happened, and so what they're doing is they stopped bottling beer, and now they're bottling water, and they've sent more than 50,000 cans of emergency drinking water to Baton Rouge, to Texas, to help with the Hurricane Harvey victims. I think it's awesome.
Man, that is pretty dope. And they're in Georgia?
They're in Georgia, Cartersville, Georgia. No
Never
idea
even
where
heard
that's
of
at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Absolutely. So if you see a, man, I can't pronounce it. Let's just say Bush, B-U-S-C-H beer. Go support them. Drink responsibly, though.
Looking for sponsors. No, I'm just kidding. Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and keep the positivity going because that was awesome. But this lady, man, she was actually paralyzed. She's a paralyzed mom. She got paralyzed because she had a spinal stroke. And check this out, you know, things get really bad. She had a spinal stroke. Her husband left her. I know this sounds really negative, but her husband that she was married to for 14 years decided to leave her, decided to file for divorce. He just couldn't handle the stress. So Rihanna Kelly, who's 37 years old, who lives in West Yorkshire, England, after she was paralyzed, she was left alone. Doctors told her she probably would never be able to walk again. So she, you know, she decided to go to physical therapy. It was like, you know what? My husband left me. I'm left all alone. Like, this is really hard. I need to try something. So she decided to go to physical therapy. Obviously, the doctor recommended it. And kid you not, it took her about 11 months before she was able to stand up on her own. She was able to walk again. Yes. She was able to walk again, literally with crutches. Those crutches, you know, they wrap around your wrist.
Uh-huh.
After 11 months, she was able to stand up and walk a little bit with that, you know, intense physical therapy. But one of the coolest parts, the reason why I'm talking about this, while she was going through physical therapy, a 35-year-old ex-rugby player was actually her main trainer, and them two actually ended up falling in love. They ended up, now they're actually engaged. They don't have a date to get married or anything like that, but she went from literally rock bottom, paralyzed, can't move, the person that's supposed to be with her through everything decided to bounce out, leave, can't do this anymore, don't want to, and she was left alone, and she decided, you know what, I have to do something for myself. And it started with her doing something for herself, as in going to physical training. Like, literally, that's all that it was, and everything started coming back together in her life for the positive. And sometimes that's the reason why I wanted to talk about the story. I know it's kind of a love story, but whenever you decide to do something positive for yourself instead of just giving up, everything around you will change. You just have to have faith and keep fighting.
So did we just listen to the next movie that's going to come out in 5 years?
Yo, starring like Denzel Washington or something like that, for sure.
Dude, that's what this sounds like. Is this real? Is this a movie? This is what this seems like.
Those movies used to give me hope when I was a kid, man. It's like, I'm going to fall in love just like that one day.
Tim, you did fall in love just like that one day.
True story, man. I guess, you know, I manifested that idea by watching those movies.
Yeah, that's crazy. What was her name?
Oh, wow. I just deleted off the story. I think her name was Shelley, though. I could be wrong. I'm pretty bad with, like, my memory, so... I found the story again, so... Her name was... it's Rihanna Kelly.
Ah, there we go.
I said her last name specifically because I said Shelley. I'm sorry, guys.
Well... Yeah, that's an amazing story. That is like a blockbuster movie. We should like get 1% of the earnings since we talked about it first.
First sponsor, guys.
Absolutely.
Moving on up.
Well, speaking of moving on up, I have a story of a gangster gardener, which I'm not a huge fan of black people who are being referred to as gangsters, but you know, I feel like it's appropriate in this, you know, story. So the man's name is Ron Finley. He's in Compton. Compton is a food desert. Tim, do you know what a food desert is?
I have no idea what a food desert is.
So food deserts are defined as parts of the country where they're almost devoid of fresh fruit, vegetables, and other whole full foods, usually found in impoverished areas, usually due to lack of grocery stores or farmers markets. And yeah, America has food deserts. That's kind of crazy. So he was living in one in Compton. So he had this idea, like, I'm going to turn this basically 150 foot by 10 foot strip of grass in front of his home into a mini garden. And he started growing fruits and vegetables. And Tim, these pictures are crazy. Like, it's basically like a swimming pool. Like he grew so much, he started growing in the back, in his rundown areas where it was just like the, like just rundown homes. And now there's just like gardens and vegetables everywhere. He used to have to make 45-minute round trips out of South Central to buy healthier organic food, and now he just like grows it in Compton. And I think it's awesome. Also, the stories are absolutely wonderful. Like the pictures, I mean, are absolutely crazy.
Yo, one, I'm excited to see the pictures. Two, yes, that story was amazing. Like, that was just, I'm speechless for it, low-key. But the very, very first thing, I had no idea that there was anything remotely called a food desert.
Are you saying that should be a topic for one of our Friday episodes?
I'm low-key feeling that. I'm glad you caught that vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, though. It's something you have to look at. My words cannot accurately describe it.
Oh, hey, if you guys want to check it out, it's probably going to be on Twitter and Facebook if you guys aren't following us there, at TPT_podcast for Twitter and the Positive Truth Podcast for Facebook.
There we go, Tim. That's the way to plug.
We're getting better at this, man. We're getting better. Speaking of getting better, I have a next story that, you know, our positive news stories only get better as they go. And for me, they always get better because there's probably a dog story next. And that's exactly what I have for you guys today. So check this out. A homeless man was seen sleeping outside of an animal shelter, right? So Jarvis Smith, who worked at DeKalb County Animal Services in Chamblee, Georgia, second story in Georgia, found this man, right, sleeping in front of the shelter that he works at. And he was just like, yo, wake up. What's going on? Smith talked to the man, and after talking to him, this homeless man decided to spend the little money that he had left to ride a bus, get over to this animal shelter, and wait outside until it opened to find out if his dog was there, because he lost his dog a couple days before. And Jarvis Smith was like, man, that's an awesome story. You know, let me check on my computer to see if we have your dog. And come to find out, they did have his dog on the other side of the city, though. It was just in other location. So what Jarvis Smith did, he's like, you know what? I will pay for your train ticket, and I will make sure that you get over there. So Jarvis Smith bought this man a train ticket, got him to reunite with his dog. And the coolest thing about it, I just told you guys where you guys can find us on social media. And I have a short video with this man reuniting with his dog.
Are you going to post it on it? On the social
media? Yes. Yes, sir.
So there's an actual video of like them reuniting?
Yes, sir.
That's heartwarming. Speaking of 100%. Dogs, this is totally off topic. Where is your dog at right now?
Yo, he is actually here with us. Kid you not, first road trip for Captain.
How did he handle, you flew, right?
No, we drove, man.
You drove? How long did that take?
15 hours. Yeah, this is probably the last road trip we take, man. I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't that bad, but I'm just like, yo, I'm old enough to fly everywhere.
You're gonna have to drive 15 hours back, right?
Yeah, man. Woo. I leave tomorrow like around 12, maybe even a little bit later, who knows.
So you'll be getting back Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll get back Tuesday, like Tuesday morning. Oh yeah, it's Monday. Oh my gosh, I'll be back Wednesday. I gotta get it together.
Oh, well, anyway, I saw a dog that looks exactly like your dog, Captain.
Where at?
On Twitter, right? And so, Right. Unlike Captain, no offense to him, this dog was super well-trained.
Yo, Captain's well-trained, man. He's just hyper, but...
but he looked just like Captain. I thought it was a video of you until I realized, like, you're not white. So it was a white dude. And it looks just like Captain. So he's like, sit, move. And when I say he's better trained than Captain, like, this dude was doing tricks I've never seen a dog do before on Twitter.
Yeah.
So one of them was, like, he would, like, fetch the ball. And instead of, like, running and get it, he would be like, it was like weird. It was like, get the ball and like spin when you come back. He'd like, go spin. And he would pick up the ball and spin as come back. But the best one was he would put his fingers up like he was making a gun. And he would pull his thumb up and the dog would like stop moving. And then he would shoot like with the handgun. And the dog would like fall over slowly and roll on its back and put its legs in the air. And I was like, that's pretty impressive.
So this dog was like just beyond trained, like robotically trained or something. Because it sounds like very intelligent. Look, real talk, if it looks like Captain, just knowing my dog is really, really smart. Like just watching him figure stuff out on his own is pretty awesome. And I didn't train him that well. Like I taught him how to sit and stay. That's about it. You know what I mean? Like that was, hey, good job. I'm good there. So like he'll sit, stay, you know, stuff like that. But to hear everything that dog can do, man, like just not even everything. That's just some of the things. It makes me wonder, like, if I actually spent time with Captain, what could he do? You know what I mean?
Speaking of spending time with him, you're about to spend 15 hours in a car with him.
Yo, he slept all the way up here, so I'm sure that's what he's gonna do on the way back.
The whole 15 hours?
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, he woke up whenever we pump gas. I'll take him for a walk for a couple minutes, put him right back in the car, but within 15 minutes, he was asleep again.
The life. Who drove?
Right.
Most of the way.
We drove. We actually split it.
Was that a surprise?
Honestly, yeah. I kind of expected to drive a little bit more, but I didn't, so it's all good.
Well, good luck with that drive back, Tim Tim. Anyway, back to the positive news stories.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that, man.
So, have you ever climbed a mountain, Tim?
Yeah, I have, actually.
How high was it?
I couldn't tell you the elevation. I just know I was out of breath, like, after 10 minutes.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm going to tell you of a story named, a kid named Andrew Harris, right?
Right.
He became the first person with Down syndrome. Do you have something going on in the background right now?
Yo, I'm actually, like, outside of my car. My nieces and nephew started running into the car, so I'm just like, yo, I got to get out of here. You guys are going to be too loud. And now I'm walking around in this parking lot. So ignore the background music. It's just the city of, you know, Detroit.
Tim's so committed to the cause, he's running away from nieces and nephews. Anyway, so Grand Teton, it's a summit of 13,776 feet, and Andrew Harris just climbed it. It took him 12 hours. He started from the trailhead, which was 6,732 feet, and he climbed the last 7,000. You want to know what makes it so awesome?
What's that?
He's the first person with Down syndrome ever to do it.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty inspiring.
Absolutely. I'm trying to find his age. I totally just lost it. Although the number one comment, Tim, you want to guess what the number one comment on the story is?
What's that?
Up syndrome.
That is so dope.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. Whoever said that, yo, copyright that. I hope you are listening. Oh, that was awesome.
I'm going to start using that like all the time now. Like, you don't have Down syndrome, you got Up syndrome. You're just conquering. I think he's like 12, man. I don't know how this dude, like, the picture is just crazy. There's pictures of him at the top. It only took him 12 hours to move 7,000 like feet up. That'd take me forever, man. Grand Teton, if you don't know, it's in Yellowstone. So yeah, I think it's an awesome story. I just wanted to talk about it.
Yo, for sure. Well, I mean, I have one last story. I was going to tell this story, but I'm actually going to change it up really quick because I just realized, you know, day one when I was here, I know I was a little sleep deprived, but I saw one of the most positive things I could see. I was actually at the grocery store. We had a barbecue as soon as I got here. We were at this grocery store called Meijer's here in Michigan. It's kind of like Walmart, actually, that we have in Oklahoma. It's pretty cool, though. I think things are a little bit cheaper here. Who knows? Anyways, we're at the grocery store, man. So, picking up, you know, some meat, chips, all that good stuff. We get in line, and we're waiting in line behind this lady. And this lady's going out to pay. She uses a card. It doesn't work. Another card happens. It doesn't work. She had some cash in her pocket, but it was less. And I know me personally, if I had the money, I would definitely would have paid for it. But that's exactly what I thought in my head anyways. I couldn't do anything about it because I'm low on cash as it is. I know I had to budget myself to come out here. Two registers over, a man saw what was going on, comes out of line, goes over there, pays for her stuff, and said, hey, I want you to know this isn't going to break my bank, but I've been in this position before. Just know it's okay. Gave her a hug and walks away.
Nice. From two registers over?
From two registers over, because I looked and I was like, what is going on? I heard the whole entire thing because me and my brother were right behind her. And I was just like, yo, that's really nice. Like, I've seen other people pay for people's groceries before and stuff, or Starbucks or wherever the case may be. And this man, I looked over where he came from. He was two registers over. He had his wife with him and like a little boy with him as well. So I was just like, man, this man is really paying attention to his surroundings for one, because that's a distance. But two, the fact that he saw a woman struggling, and it seemed like it was like no hesitation, because he walked over, said a few words, gave her a hug, and just walked right away. You could tell they didn't know each other at all, because the woman was in shock and was just like, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, went on about his day like it was nothing. He wasn't looking for a reward. He wasn't looking to show off or anything. And it was just like, man, something positive that happened right in front of me that I can talk about for you guys. Why not?
Absolutely. What is this? How much was it?
Man, honestly, it couldn't have been any more than like 35. $35 or something, $35, $40. It wasn't very much stuff. It was just so quick and random that I was just like, man, I don't see this too often. I don't see that kind of positivity, that kind of just unselfishness where you're willing to go out of your way to help somebody else that may need just a little push or a little help up a step. It's just very, very nice, and we need to hear more stories like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I love it, Tim. You want to know how I know it's not Walmart?
Because that wouldn't have happened at Walmart.
Because Walmart doesn't have two registers open.
Bars. I like your corny joke there.
If you've ever been to a Walmart late at night, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyways, my last positive news story is really quick. It's that HIV and AIDS is no longer the lead cause of death in Africa. Boom.
See, we've came a long way. All these news stories we've been talking about with HIV, drugs, and things that are working, and now we hear something like that, that's a win.
So in 2010, Africa had about 1 million deaths from HIV. 2016, they had 760,000. So that's down 24%. That's a hell of an improvement.
100%.
And we're back in the car, Tim?
Yes, sir. It started sprinkling on me, man.
Yeah, we don't do rain.
I'm glad you appreciate that. The understanding is so real.
Man, so you know I'm back in school again. And like Friday in OKC, it poured. Like poured rain. And I just like walked in it like, ugh. And you notice this parking at college campuses is the worst.
So, it was like, so you were all the way in the back, huh?
Man. Felt like it took me like a solid 10 minutes to walk in the rain. I was just like, this is great. This is great. Just walking to pre-calculus, a class that like I just like you have to be 100% focused to understand, and I'm just gonna be just soaking wet. Lovely.
Oh my gosh, it's like a cartoon in my head right now, just seeing you walk into press to pre-calculus. Like it all makes sense to me, like the visual. Anyways, that's terrible, man. Oh.
Oh yeah, I am doing 2 to 4 hours of math work every single day between pre-cal and trig. But I am 1 week in and I'm not completely lost. We'll see how long that lasts.
Man, well, congratulations on not being lost, man, and good luck for the rest of the semester.
I'm putting the over under at 2.5 weeks to when I'm just like, don't know what's going on anymore. But anyway,
well, man,
I think that's
it. Man, I'm out of positive news stories for sure.
Okay. This is usually when we do a quote. I am finding one. Do you want to tell the people where they can find us at?
Yeah, for sure. You guys can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth. You can also find us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. If you guys want to email us, you can find us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com as well. If you want a free t-shirt as well, add your friends to social media, hit us up on email or Facebook or wherever, and send us $20 or whatever the case may be, we will get you a t-shirt through Sadis.
Or give us a 5-star review on iTunes and leave a comment and then email us. We're trying to get more positive 5-star reviews and more comments.
100.
So since we're talking about the rain, I found a quote that goes with rain. Also, you know, there's a hurricane that happen. So when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what this storm is all about. Use it to become a better person. I think it's an awesome positive news story, especially since we're talking about the rain.
That was well done. Well said, well done, well looked up in the matter of like 30 seconds.
I was going to say the name because, you know, super producer JoJo hates that we never say the name, but I would just, it's Haruki Murakami. Yeah, I probably just did that really bad. So that's why I didn't want to do the name.
No, dude, you didn't even butcher it or anything. Like, I feel bad because we didn't butcher anybody's name this episode. And usually we're like, we're good for messing up other people's names.
Maybe I did butcher it and we just didn't know.
All right, I'll go with that.
On that, we hope you have a wonderful Monday. Anything else, Tim?
No, sir. Stay positive.
We out.